on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Man, we were so anxious. I know you kind of been waiting to find out how this turned out too, because it could either be love or it could be disastrous. And I don't think there's anywhere in between with this one, you know? Y'all, it's time for our Talk Me Out of It update. This is where we check back in with people from the previous week with their Talk Me Out of It situations to figure out how these things actually went down. Jess, where were we? Because luckily we've got them on hold, but we got to figure out first what happened with his story. Where was he?
Anonymous was considering asking out a coworker on a date. The only issue is that she is 3 or 4 levels above his position. Like, right.
upper management.
It sounds like the highest of management in his building. There's a minor age difference there, which is not really the issue. I think the issue was
the position
and if he was willing to possibly compromise that.
We're going to find out. Hi, Anonymous. You're back on The Voice Disguiser. Good morning.
Hey.
So.
Are you okay?
I'm okay. I did it. I sent the email.
You did?
Did you change the subject line or did you keep the one you had?
No, I just changed it kind of what you said.
Okay, cool.
So what? You don't sound good. Why not?
So I hit send Friday at 1 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I haven't heard anything back from her.
Oh, that's a little unsettling.
But at 4 p.m. on Friday, I got a calendar invite from my boss, a one-on-one meeting, set for 9 a.m. Wednesday, the morning she gets back from vacation.
Wait,
And the invite had no subject and no context, no agenda, which is really weird. Like, one-on-ones aren't unheard of, but, like, we usually do, like, one a month and always has a written agenda, and we just had one, like, 2 weeks ago.
Wait,
your boss, so not her?
Yeah, no, with my boss.
Oh,
yeah,
wait.
My boss is out of town until Wednesday.
Oh, okay, let's get this timeline straight. You send this email to this higher-up woman that you have feelings for. No response back from her, but then a couple hours later, you get this really cryptic meeting
appointment
for 9 a.m. Basically, the second that your boss gets back from vacation, but there's no notice of why.
Right, which is really suspicious. And my boss is out of town, so I can't even ask like what it's about. And
crap.
I've been like spiraling, wondering if this is about the email or something else is going on.
Could it be? Okay, hang on. Okay, because yes, that is very unsettling.
Let's be real. Right off the bat, I'm thinking you're in trouble. I'm afraid.
No, hang on. I could totally see how you.
We have to acknowledge that. That's why I said it. Like, let's be real. Yeah. Like, yeah, it could be something else for sure. But like, I would be freaking out too.
Course.
So that's fair for you to feel.
Yeah, you should absolutely be freaking out. But we can't also say this is absolutely it. We got to leave some room for some wiggle room. There could be some.
Okay, so let's say that the woman that you have feelings for tells your boss, and maybe you're not necessarily getting in trouble. Okay. She could possibly be having your superior let you know, hey, we can't move forward with this, just so you're aware.
Rule book.
Maybe it doesn't need to be that bad. So the meeting's happening on Wednesday?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, listen, I do not want to intrude on this at all. But I'll be honest when I say we are going to be wildly curious. And like, I'm just going to lightly extend an invitation to you. Would you be interested in coming back on, Thursday morning this time to let us know what that meeting was about? Because I know that we're all going to be very concerned about that meeting for you as well.
I can do that.
I really don't think your email was inappropriate.
No.
Like, other than the subject line, which we fixed.
Right.
I felt like you went about it in the most respectful way that you could.
Right, right.
So I'm really thinking it could be something else, maybe.
So let's plan on talking Thursday morning, 8:25 again. And, like, let's find out what actually happened in your meeting with your boss after you sent this flirty email to a woman in your upper management, so we can all kind of like rest our mind. Is that cool?
Okay.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.